Would you like some cherries, Thomas?
And a bag of tissues. A bag of tissues.
There we are, we've got 10 cherries here.
Yes.
It's a funny noise, what are you doing? Are you making funny noises and banging?
And then?
That was on the stone, isn't it? If I cut these cherries.
Cherries,
would you like them to go straight into the trailer?
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
Guess what?
Thomas.
Yes what?
Yes. Yes.
What's
please.
That? Yes, please, that's better. And how are you going to say thank you now you've got them? Thank you. They taste nice.
Nice.
Good.
Good.
You like cherries, don't you?
Mm. One. A big truck coming.
Is there a big truck coming? Well, there should be a big truck coming later on because it's rubbish day today, isn't it?
Yes.
Mummy must remember to put the bags out. I haven't done that yet. Usually put them out before now.
Yes.
There we are. You're eating these faster than I can get the stones out.
Stones. And
we're going to save the stones today. And I'll show you why later on. Oops, that one was quite hard. All the others are really soft and juicy, aren't they? But that one. It was hard to get the stone out. Oopsie-daisy.
The stones.
You're eating them quickly, Thomas Sykes, aren't you?
Nice.
Are they nice? We've run out of grapes now, haven't we? We've still got strawberries and cherries.
That's
it. It's all part of the cherry. It's all right, you can eat it. It's not the stone.
No.
It's not the stone. Would you like some more?
More,
please. I think we'll save the strawberries until tea time.
More, please.
Mum's going to cook some pasta.
Get the pasta.
Pasta at tea time, would you like that?
Yes.
You like pasta, don't you?
Yes.
Is that your favourite? You've got ink on your face, Thomas. I think you picked up Mummy's pen from a diary taking, didn't you?
Yes.
Mummy's yellow pen.
Yellow pen.
And you used it to draw on your face, didn't you?
Yeah. And Joe. Yes.
You can't blame Joe. What actually happened? The phone rang. It was Joe. And while Mummy was talking to Joe, you pinched her pen. So it's not really Joe's fault for ringing, is it?
No.
No. You're a funny boy, aren't you?
Yes.
When we've eaten these cherries, some more.
Jobs.
And done one or two more jobs. Yes, we've got lots of jobs to do. We may go round to Joe's house. Because it's a beautiful afternoon. And she said that her and Becky are just going to be playing in the garden. And we might as well go and play in her garden. There's each one our own. In the garden, that's right. So Joe rang up and said, would we like to go and play in her garden? Because it's easier for us to go to her house than for her to come to ours at the moment, isn't it?
Sue!
Sue, can you see Sue? I can see a door, but I can't see Sue. We didn't see Sue yesterday, did we? Because she was on holiday. She's back today. She was away last week.
Back again!
I beg your pardon.
And more!
Would you like some peach instead?
No.
You prefer some more cherries?
Yes.
Or just a few more cherries. We'll be able to count the stones in a minute, won't we, and see how many we've eaten. Right, let's have six more.
Yes. One.
There's seven there, seven of the hands, so we'll have seven more. Oops, one on the floor, eight.
Peach.
Eight cherries, look. What's a lot of cherries?
Okay, bubble.
Would be a football, yes, it's like a football it rolled away, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just a moment. No, I've got to cut the stone out first. Put your trailer upright, then I can put them straight into the trailer, Thomas, please. Shall we put the trailer like that? Well, how am I going to put them in the trailer if it's upside down? Oh, dearie, dearie. Would you like some more? I think you're probably quite a tired boy, aren't you? You were up early this morning, weren't you? You're still not so sweet. What's the matter? Can't you get the trailer off the train? What a naughty boy. Throwing things on the floor. Stop it. Thomas, stop being silly. Don't bite Mummy. You don't bite anybody. Your hand then, because you bit Mummy's arm, and that is naughty. What happened to that nice boy who was eating cherries a minute ago. What's happened to him? Where's he gone? He's been replaced by a horrible one. He wanted more cherries and Mummy was cutting you up more cherries. Tired. Thomas, will you stop banging your head? Stop it. Nobody wants to listen to this, do they? Should we change your nappy? Should we change your nappy? And then...
Guys.
Oh, no, not going upstairs to change it. Mummy didn't shut the shower gate, did she? Oh, silly mum. Silly mummy. Are you feeling better now? Are you feeling happier?
Yes.
Mummy's cooking some pasta for tea. Shall we have a look at it? Oh, can you see it?
Yes.
What is it?
What?
Pasta.
Sea sauce.
It's pasta.
Sea sauce.
Sea sauce? Well, look. I suggest we change your nappy. Put you some shorts on.
Remember, Pippin's gone.
Yes, Pippin's gone now. You watched Pippin for a while, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh no, wait for me to do that. I think you were just feeling a bit hot and bothered and a bit tired. So you've had a sit down, haven't you? For a few minutes and watch Pippin on television. We'll get you changed then. Would you like a drink of milk?
A Pippin!
And then?
Pippin now!
How about we ride your tricycle round to see Joe and Becky? Would you like to do that? Thomas?
Yes.
Yes. You look tired. Do you think you're going to make it?
Yes. And then...
Okay.
Then... Chip shops.
Chip shops?
What's happening?
What's going on? What's going on where?
A pasta.
What's going on? It's the pasta cooking. Can you hear the cooker?
Yes.
It's the fan, isn't it? When we turn any part of the cooker on, even the rings on top, the fan comes on in the fan oven.
Did you? Yes. And then?
Yes. And so I don't.
Sandwiching.
What's what?
Sand doing.
What's what doing?
Sand doing.
Sam doing. What's Sam doing? Who's Sam? Fireman Sam.
Beep-bop.
Will you lie down, darling?
Lemon?
Yeah.
Pasta.
But it's the pasta, yes. Well, later on when it's tea time.
Tea time,
we can have some pasta, can't we?
Yes. What's happening?
It's the cooker, I don't know.
Sam!
Oh, the fan! Is that what you're saying? You thought I said Sam. It's the sound of the fan.
Mummy?
Yeah. Mummy? Are you imitating?
Sam.
You're imitating the fan, are you? Yeah, the fan, not the Sam. Mummy?
No, Sam.
No, it's not the Sam, it's the fan.
Yes. Sam.
Fan.
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 Yes. Sam. It's the shops.
Oh. Why did you suddenly say chip shops then? Will you put your head back on here, please? Hi, Jan. That's it.
A teapot.
Teapot? So that's something Mummy wants to have a look at with you in a minute. I've made myself a cup of tea. I'm going to pour it. Do you like a nice drink of milk, Thomas?
No.
And we'll have a look at that in a minute. Let's just finish changing you. We'll finish changing you.
Yes.
And then if you sit with a drink of milk and I have my cup of tea, we can have a look at things like that, can't we?
Yes. Toys.
Toys, yes. These are some little toys that Mummy's been keeping.
What's this?
And she put them away and forgot we had them. Well, we'll have a look in a minute. We've got to just do this first. Arms up, please.
For knit nips.
Arms up, please.
For knit nips.
Why are you talking about red scissors?
No, for knit nips.
No, they're not red scissors. I'll show you what they are in a minute. She'll put this t-shirt on with the piggy on it. What's the pig say? Oink, oink.
Oink, oink.
Oink, oink. It grunts, doesn't it?
No.
It grunts and says oink, oink. No, don't do that. I do you want to sit down, please? Thomas, sit down, please.
Don't lick me. And? You must.
There we are, brush your hair, make you look nice and smart. Do you think you're alright for some time, cream?
Nana and Nana,
Snip, sir. Oh, I see. Nana and Grandad, snip, snip her hair. When you went to stay with Grandma and Grandad last week, the barber, Grandad's barber, cut your hair, didn't he?
Yes.
He cut Grandad's hair as well.
Yes.
There we are. We'll just put a drop more suntan cream, pop it on these legs. Yeah?
Sunny.
Oh, you're sunny, I know. Well, you have to be careful tomorrow when we go back to the toddler group. You'll have to be careful not to go and do it again, won't you?
No.
Let's just put this spare drop on your arm. Dab on your nose. Your chin. Chinny chin chin.
Chinny chin.
Chinny chin chin. And your forehead. There you are, you look deathly pale now. But I think after a few minutes, when the cream's sunk into your skin,
yes.
You'll be looking alright, won't you?
Yes.
There you are, put plenty on your feet as well. Your little feet can burn, can't they? Right, let's put these jellies on. Jelly jellies, jelly jelly jellies.
Oh.
Come on, you can only go on your bike if you've got shoes on, Thomas. What's the matter? Are they tickling? Is it because they're tickling? And don't start crying again, come on. Thomas, if you don't have your shoes on, we're not going out. And it's as simple as that. Don't be so silly. Thomas, please. Hold your shoes. I've never had problems before, but with your shoes on, what's ever happened? I don't think we're going to jail. Thomas, stop kicking me. Listen. If you don't have your shoes on, you can't go outside. You've been such a grump this today, haven't you? I know you don't want to stay in, sweetheart, but it's not for long. Listen, we'll get some ready to go out, and as soon as you do things like the shoes on, sooner we can go. Right, let's see if the pasta's right. Let's see if the pasta's right. Think the pasta's ready? I think it's ready.
The pasta.
The pasta. That's right. Well, it's a bit hot now. We're not having it till tea time, Thomas. Pour some more boiling water over it. What have you got there?
A baby!
What is it? What is it? Do you want to go and pull your little table and chairs out? We'll have a look at it together.
Yes.
Come on, and you're going to make table and chairs. That's right, and do you want to go and get the book from the dresser as well? We can look at them both together, can't we? What is it? What about the other chair, Thomas? That's right. Pull the other chair up, please, and we'll sit down together and have a look. Man's been yet, Thomas, has he?
No. No, the ice cream bus.
Oh, the ice cream bus hasn't been. The ice cream van doesn't come until much later on, does he?
No.
Yes, I don't think we'll be going out to the ice cream man.
No.
Yeah. No, the bin man haven't been yet, Thomas. If we hear the van, we must run out with this at the back.
Damn! Yes. Oh dear.
Oops-a-daisy.
Support.
You okay?
Yes.
What's in this bag?
With this toy.
And they're not just toys, are they?
No.
Let's have a look.
What? Men's time.
Oh, men's time. Is it just for men's time?
Yes. Let's see.
Can you watch the men?
Yes. Men.
We could hear the men laughing at something, couldn't we? That's right, the big scenario will be coming in a minute, won't it? I'm just going to take this out to you, Thomas.
Yeah.
Have you been talking about the man in the truck?
Yes.
I don't think the truck is actually here yet, is it? It's just the dustbin man.
Dim bush.
No, it's not the ice cream bush. Shall we pull that back and then you can have a proper look, can't you?
Yeah.
They're nice men, those, aren't they?
Nice men.
And they've got not just a very nice job, really. While yet, Thomas, before the van comes, won't it?
Yes.
What are they doing? Are they gathering?
Brian.
Oh, there's Brian. Brian's doing what I did, adding a little bit more to the pile.
There's a big truck coming.
Is the big truck coming?
Yes.
Oh, you said to me this morning that the big truck was coming. I think you must have seen some bin bags out on people's drives.
Yes. Watch.
Are you watching for the big truck coming?
Yes. Truck! Lily?
Yes.
Truck!
Truck, where are you?
No.
No one
there?
There's no one there. No, there's nothing there. Well, the men are cooked. Be careful climbing up there.
Lily?
Be careful, Thomas.
No.
No, you can't open the window. The men are going round, gathering all the bags together and putting them in one place, aren't they? So that when the truck comes, it only has to stop once rather than at everybody's house.
Yes.
That's the noise it makes, isn't it? Yes.
Truck.
I think it could be a while coming yet, Thomas. We'll hear it when it comes.
Yes.
Do you want to come back and sit and drink some milk before the truck comes? When we hear it, you can go back to the window, can't you? This is the highlight of your day when the refuse lorry comes, isn't it?
Worry. spin.
Round and round?
Yes.
What goes round and round? The wheels on the truck?
Big truck coming,
that's right. Why don't you come and just finish this milk, Thomas? Because you can hear the big truck when it comes, can't you?
Yes.
You come and sit and drink this milk and then go back when we hear the big truck coming.
Yes.
Yes? Be careful getting down. Steady. You stuck?
Yes.
There you are. You sit and drink your milk. Shall we have a look at these things?
Daddy. What's this?
That's a watering can, isn't it?
Woo!
Look, this is a little rucksack with a handle, a green handle. And on it it says, Teletubby's gardening set. Look at that. Be careful.
Mind the tea.
Mind the tea, that's right. Mind Mummy's tea.
Please.
Look, it's got a watering can, a blue watering can, and a picture of... Who's that?
Ready.
Tinky Winky, just wait. Tinky Winky, Po, Dipsy and Lala, hasn't it?
Yes.
And what else have we got in the bag? Oh. It's a little spade, isn't it?
Spade.
Is it a spade? Oh, I think it's a trowel. I think it's called a trowel. And there are four plant pots, each showing pictures of flowers and each the same colour as the Teletubbies. That's right, you've stuck them up nicely, haven't you? The blue one's the biggest, isn't it? Like Tinky Winky. But Po's the smallest, and in this case, it's the yellow pot that's the small one, not the Po one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're clanking one of the plant pots on Mummy's tea.
And then
now, stop it. Thomas. Your head is going to be terrible today. Will you stop banging your head? I don't think you like it when it's too warm, Thomas. On a warm day, we lose that beautiful little boy.
A juice.
Look, it's come with some flower seeds.
Can you see?
Flower seeds, a little packet of seeds, and it tells us what to do. But it's a little bit soon to do it now, it says March to May. So we need to wait until the spring. And then look, there are four little stickers.
No.
To put in each plant pot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not want to drink your milk?
No.
So each plant pot has a sticker. This one says Teletubbies. That one has a picture of all the Teletubbies. That one has a picture of three flowers. And what's that?
A bow.
A bow? It's a bunny rabbit. What's your bunny rabbit called?
Molly.
Molly! Is it a Molly?
Yes.
She's there, she's on top of Dobbin and Bowell. Yeah. Oh, is Molly coming for a look? Does this bunny rabbit look like Molly?
Yes.
Yes. So what we've got to do another time is put some soil in each of these pots. And sprinkle some seeds, haven't we? Were you squeaking the bone?
Vroom, vroom.
Do you like the little green bag it came in?
And the big truck coming.
Well, the big truck's not here yet, is it?
Man made up.
Well, the men have probably gone round the corner to start stacking up some bin bags from other people. And some more milk, sweetheart?
Yes.
No, oh, you're holding Mummy's hair now. That's a sign that you're very tired.
Mm.
Well, if you can just keep going a little bit longer, sweetheart. Keep going a bit longer, then we knit round to see Joe and Becky. You can go round on your bicycle if you like. We'll only be there about 5-10 minutes and then we can come back and have some tea. And if you're still tired, then how about a bath? A drink and bed. What do you think to that?
Juice and bed.
Juice and bed. Do you want a big splash first? Thomas? Oh, you're very quiet, aren't you? You're putting Mummy's hair in your ear.
No reach.
No reach. Well, you can reach because you're tipping my head back, aren't you? I think you've had a busy day and the heat's a little bit too much for you. You like playing outside, but I think you've just got a bit too tired. There we are. So how many fingers have we got if we've got one watering can and four plant pots? Shall we build a flower tower? Look, a flower tower. Four pots with flowers on. And there's a trowel. So when it gets to the spring, we can use the trowel to put some soil into each pot and sprinkle some seeds from the pocket. And then do we need to water them with a watering can?
Yes.
Yes.
Teapot.
Yes, you call the watering can a teapot, don't you?
A lemon tea.
Yes, Lemon's drunk her tea. Have you drunk your milk?
Lemon?
Yes.
A tea.
Are you pouring something from the watering can and pretending it's tea into one of the plant pots and that's a cup? Is that for me? Is that a cup of tea for me? Oh, thank you.
Yummy.
Please may I have some tea in this green pot?
Yes.
Yummy. And shall we pour some in the red pot for Molly?
Yes.
And what about the yellow pot for the driver of the racing car?
Oh, big truck!
Is it here? Right, go and have a look.
Yeah!
You go and look through the window and tell me what's happening. You can wave to the man.
Hello, man.
Hello, man.
It's not a big truck coming.
Oh, dear. He's picked up that bag from next door and all the carpet's fallen out.
A big bang!
Yeah, a big mess. That's the only trouble, Tom, is when they leave the bags outside of our house. We're always left with a mess, aren't we, when a bag bursts?
A big truck!
Yes, and what's happening on top? Are the lights flashing?
Yes. The bag truck!
Is it going to go in a minute?
truck.
Right, the man's got back in his van, hasn't he?
Bye.
Bye-bye. He's going over there now.
More back.
More, we can see. Bin bags from the other side of the road going into the back of the van now, can't we?
Yes.
I bet those poor men need a cup of tea today, Thomas.
Yes.
Isn't it a warm day?
No truck.
Well, I think you'll find it'll drive to Sue's house in a minute. Stop outside of Sue's house and then we can see all the bags being loaded into...
Sue's house.
Sue's house from the back of... You see the bags going in the back of the truck, can't we?
And then... A truck. That's a truck.
Is this a nice truck?
Bye! Truck.
The man's getting back in the lorry. He'll drive a little bit further on, won't he? It's right, you're waving to him. Right, that's outside of Sue's house now. Oh, you can hear those bags being thrown in, can't you?
Bye!
Bye-bye! Oh, he's all gone, bye-bye.
Oh, more truck coming!
More truck coming, we won't be coming now until next week. Next Monday afternoon he'll be coming. I'm sure you'll see some other trucks along this road before then, but you won't see the refuse lorry, will you?
No. More refuse. More truck.
Oh, are you calling for the truck? Can you see that little bit of black plastic from the bin bag? It's blowing in the breeze. Can you see?
A big truck coming.
A big truck coming. Lifting up your t-shirt.
And a big truck coming.
Are you telling the baby in the mirror?
A big truck coming.
Yeah, the big truck's gone.
Yes.
The big truck's gone away. Big truck gone away, come back another day. Yes. Big truck's gone away, come back another day.
Next week.
Next week, that's right. The big truck's gone away and it's coming back on Monday next week.
Yes.
Now, what else are we going to have a little look at here? Oh, look, there's a boy on a bicycle now delivering newspapers.
In a box's van.
Yellow box is bang, that's right. He's going to push a newspaper through the letterbox and the letterbox will go bang. Won't it?
Yellow box is a bang.
Yellow box is a bang.
A baby. And a milk.
Now do it, pour your milk in there. You drink your milk. Have you seen these plant pots have little stripes on them? They're all the same colour. Look, this is all yellow, but it has a dull yellow stripe and a shiny yellow stripe.
Yes.
Have you built a flower tower?
No.
A flower tower.
And then? Mm. No.
No, don't let the racing driver hit the flowers. I've got a book here as well. Now, what's in the book? What is this coming past? Oh, it's nothing, it's an aeroplane. I thought it was the truck. Right.
Truck!
This is called a gardening playbook.
Oh,
and it says, your garden will look wonderful when you've finished all the gardening, so let's make a start.
What's this?
Right, remove the pop-up wheelbarrow, then turn the page to get the tools from the shed, so look. What's that? That's the compost bin. It says open here.
A big truck coming.
Big truck coming. Look. That says compost bin open here and it says empty the weeds and garden rubbish in this compost bin. It can then be reused. Well, we have a compost bin, don't we?
Yes.
In the garden we've got a black bin, which is the dustbin, where we put the rubbish.
Oh.
This is Pussycat asleep on the wall. And then we have a big dark green bin, which is a compost bin like this. And then we have a shiny green dustbin, which we keep your toys in, your outside toys, like your wheelbarrow and lawnmower. And that's called a water butt, Thomas. The water, rainwater, comes down from the sky, runs off the roof into the drain pipe and into the water butt. Then you turn the tap on and whoosh, water comes out. That's the garden shed look.
What is
this? It says remove the pop-up wheelbarrow. There's the wheelbarrow, look.
Yeah.
And turn the page to get the tools from the shed.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. The inside of this shed is tidier than ours. There's a hose pipe on the door. We've got one of those, but it's on the floor, isn't it? And a beach ball and a toy truck and some garden canes. And look, there's a spade, some shears.
Post nips,
some shears, a fork, a rake, and a lawn edger. And it says you will need all these tools for gardening, but be careful, some are very sharp. Where are the plant pots? And where are the plant pots on this page?
Yes.
And can you see the gardener's green wellies?
Yes.
Where are they?
Yes!
That's a spade, look. Green wellies. Now look at all this. It says use the spade to turn the soil over and clear these weeds. Well, shall we get the spade out of the shed? That's the spade, look. Spade. Now, would you like to use the spade to turn the soil over? Yes. Just look, this is how you do it. Look, you do this, you watch when we do it. Oh, look. Isn't that clever? Would you like a go?
Yes.
Do this one. With the spade. Oh, well done. And this. Now be careful with the spade and do it with that. Yes. Oh no, you don't hit, do you? Very careful with things like spades. Because they're heavy on the sharp, aren't they? Do that one first. There's two more to do.
Two more doing,
is that what you said? One more, and then all those weeds are clear. Well done. Shall we put the spade back in the shed? There we are. We'll hang the spade up. And we'll get the rake out. Now, what does it say here?
Brush.
Just a moment. We haven't looked at this before, so we don't know what we're doing, do we?
Brush.
It says gently rake the soil, then you can plant the seedlings. Look. Look at that. It's just on this side. You use that to push that down. Look, 1, 2, 3, and again. You pull it down. Whoa! Look at that. It says gently rake the soil and you can plant the seedlings. Oh, good work. Doesn't that look better? It does look better, doesn't it? Right, let's put the rake back in the shed. There we are, that's the rake. The rake goes back there. Put the rake there. Now, what else do we need to get? Let's see what it says on the next page, shall we? Just a minute. We've used the rake and we've used the spade, so shall we put them in the wheelbarrow? And then we can take them all back to the shed together. That's better, isn't it? So you clear the weeds, you rake the soil. Now it says, take the trowel from the basket to help you plant the seedlings. And look, there's the basket, and there's the trowel inside. Now, this is a trowel. That was a trowel from your Teletubby set. And it says to help you plant the seedlings. Handle them ever so gently. They're just baby plants. Look. Look at these, Thomas. Do you want to take these and pop them in there?
No.
Just tiny seedlings, look. Can you put one in there?
One in there.
One in there. And what about the others? One in there.
One in there.
And one in there.
Oops. One in there.
And one in there.
One in there. And
there should be one more. Where's the other one?
Above.
Oh, here it is. And shall we put one in there?
Yes.
One in there. Now it says water all the plants. So look, there's a watering can. You've got a watering can and you tell it to be set, haven't you? Look, it says water all the plants. Here are the seedlings we planted for you. They're nearly ready to flower. Very gently help them grow. It's as if only it was that simple in real life. Look at this, Thomas. Can you see the water coming out of the watering can? I'm going to water these. You water those plants. This one first. And let's see what happens. Oh, look at those purple flowers. They're beautiful. Water this one. Water this one now and see what happens. You water it with this can. What kind of flowers are those?
Yellow.
Yellow. They're beautiful, aren't they? Just gently. And water these. Pour your magic water on from the watering can. Oh, you're getting frustrated because you can't pick them and you like picking flowers, don't you? And look. Red roses. There you are. Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh, that's smashing, isn't it? Now what shall we do? There's still some long grass. Let's finish by mowing the lawn. Push, push. Now you've got a lawnmower outside, haven't you?
Push,
he says there's still some long grass. Let's finish mowing the lawn. Don't forget to empty the cuttings into your wheelbarrow. We can do that, can't we? All the grass. Look, it comes out. Put it into the wheelbarrow. Look at that. That's super. Oh, are you giving Mummy a kiss? And now it says, look out, the sprinkler is coming on. It says pull then lift, so let's see what happens. Psh, 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 psh. I don't think you've ever seen a sprinkler, have you? But you put them on your lawn and it goes psh, psh, psh. When Mummy was a little girl, we had a sprinkler at home. In hot weather, we used to turn it on and run through it. I don't think there used to be hose type bands then. Now let's look at the back porch. After all that work, the lawn looks beautiful. Well done. Now it's time to tidy the edge of the lawn with the lawn edger. So let's go back to the shed. And that's the lawn edger, look. Isn't it, the lawn edger? Now what do we have to do? What do we have to do? What do we have to do? Tidy the edge of the lawn with a lawn edger. What do you do? Go along with that and...
Brush of trees.
No brush of trees.
No. Yes.
No. Look, with a lawn edger we have to pull all these out. Can see if you can do it with this, Thomas. Look. That one. Do the others. Pull the others out. No, from there. From there. From there. And now it says, next, dig the weeds out of the flower beds using the fork. Have we had the fork out of the shed yet? There's the fork. Oh. Here they are, look. There they are, let's dig the weeds out. Well, they come out very easily, don't they? You're pressing the bell. And then what else have we got to do? Using the shears, carefully trim the untidy leaves from the bush. And it's asking us what shape we make. Don't you use the scissors, Thomas, on the trees?
Yes. Let me make the trees.
Look, let Mummy show you what to do.
Linux.
You pull the others out. Well, that's exciting, isn't it? Use your fingers if you can't manage the snips.
No.
Let's pull these out.
Big shears.
Big shears, the big scissors, aren't they?
A baby shot.
Yes, we could hear something beeping. Let's pull these out. You're cutting the hedge, aren't you? You're trimming the hedge.
Oh, what's happening?
What's going on? What's that noise? I think it's somebody's car alarm. Look, it's saying, using the shears, carefully trim the untidy leaves from the bush.
Lips.
Yes, what shape did you make? What shape is that, Thomas? It's like Mummy the Rabbit, isn't it? Oh, there's some more weeds there. Oh, isn't that lovely? It's a rabbit.
Where's the trees?
Yes, but listen, the difference is that we've got proper tools to do it now, and it needs doing. When you're in the garden, Thomas, you mustn't do that with the trees, must you?
No,
you let Daddy or Grandad cut the trees.
Yes.
And now look at this. Wow! It says you are a great gardener. Now you can enjoy your very own garden. But don't forget to put back all the tools and recycle the cuttings. Look, there's a little door leading to... Look at this path. Stone path to the cottage. And all the flowers in the flower beds are growing beautifully. And the trees are well...
Oh, no! Pruned. What's happening?
It's somebody's car alarm, darling. And there's a garden bench here with somebody's sun hat, and it looks like they've been painting. Can you see the paint pot and the brushes?
Mm-hmm.
And the teddy bears are having a picnic, look, with a teapot. And who's on the swing? Who's on the swing? Is it Teddy on the swing?
Yes.
And look, the ball's in the garden. Do you remember seeing that ball in the shed earlier on? Very gentle, Teddy's on the swing. Shall we sit him back on? There we are. Look, his legs bend. So you can sit on the swing. Ah, isn't that lovely? Did you enjoy that?
With the bear.
Now we'll put that away for another day, but listen. When you're in the garden, pop it. You don't just start picking flowers, do you?
No. And then a bum and then a cheese.
That's right, Debbie will smack your bum if he sees you doing anything to the trees. Is that what he said to you? Are we going to put all these back in the shed?
And then?
Yes.
And then nips.
Snip. Should we put them back in the shed?
And then.
The shears and the rake.
And then? Trees.
You want to cut the trees?
Yes. No.
But you can't cut the trees outside, can you?
No.
This is why we've bought this book, because in this magic garden, this is Thomas's very own special magic garden. So in this book, you can water the flowers and pull out the weeds and clip the trees and cut the grass. Whereas outside, you can take your wheelbarrow up and down the garden.
I don't need it.
And you can use your toy lawnmower on the garden, can't you? But you can't start brushing the trees or doing anything like that. Right?
Brush the trees.
But you don't brush the trees outside, do you? Just in this special, special garden. Yes?
Yes.
Would you like to pick up the trowel?
Yes.
Please, there's the trowel. And we'll put it back in this shed with a fork. And what is that over there?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the lawn edger? Do you like to pick up the lawn edger? Please.
No.
We'll put it back in the shed. Put the teddy on the swing. You're making it look like the piggy on the end of your t-shirt. Oh, Thomas. Then we've got to put things back in the shed. What did it say right at the beginning of the book? Don't forget to put things in the shed. Stephen. A Stephen. Thomas, if you bang your head on that glass again. You made such a fuss when you fell at the toddler group and grazed your knee, and now you're half smashing your head to death on the doors. I don't know. Funny old world, Thomas. Shall we go out to the real garden now?
No.
You think you've been good enough to do that?
Snip,
snip. Snip, snip. Well, the snip, snips have gone back in the shed, haven't they? These are snip snips, yes. I don't think you'll be cutting the trees for a good few years yet, Thomas. What's the matter? Come here. Do you want to go to Joe's house now? With me? What's the matter, dear? You want to go to the door to go out?
Yes!
Alright, calm down. Let's say bye-bye first.
Bye-bye!